Right now, let's turn our attention to the struggle over Pennsylvania's budget. Because state House representatives have proposed transferring hundreds of millions of dollars from special funds, including those that fuel projects like parks, recycling, and industrial cleanups, to balance the budget, rather than raise taxes or levy a severance tax on the natural gas industry. Here to talk with me about this and how a federal bill could accelerate mine cleanup in Pennsylvania is John Dawes, Executive Director of the Foundation for Pennsylvania Watersheds. John, where is this effort by state House representatives now?
It is actually between the House and Senate, and I think that they are very much back to square one, because it's a terrible idea to illegally raid those funds. Those funds were collected, in the case of the Growing Greener Fund, related to the tipping fee, and they were collected for a specific purpose, and that was for environmental restoration. I would contend that should they be successful in doing so, that it will be litigated.
You mentioned Growing Greener. That's just one of the funds that that they're looking at drawing from. Can you say a little bit more about what Growing Greener is and how it's funded and what it does?
Well, Growing Greener was established by Governor Tom Ridge in the 90s. Growing Greener 2 was established by Governor Rendell. It's very much a bipartisan program and has meant wonderful restoration of our parks, of toxic pollution, of acid mine drainage throughout our communities. It has meant trails. It has meant wonderful recreation value to citizens of the state.
And the money for that fund doesn't come from taxpayers, right?
No, it comes from the tipping fee when out-of-state trash is imported to Pennsylvania and put in Pennsylvania landfills. A fee is paid, and it accumulates the Growing Greener Fund.
There are other funds that are eligible for this transfer, highway beautification, underground storage tank, indemnification fund. There are a number of funds. Can you give an example of some other environmental funds that might be drawn from and how they're used now?
Keystone is another, which is funded through a real estate transfer tax, and that has been traditionally used for accumulating land and adding lands to Pennsylvania state's forest and parks, and is tremendously valuable to watersheds for the reason that a healthy, clean environment is the source of our clean water.
Supporters of this House plan say it only touches surpluses in those funds. Is that accurate?
It's not, because most of those funds are obligated already in terms of projects that have been presented, that have been approved, are in some stage of completion. And the analysis that I've seen that was done by the Renew Growing Greener Coalition indicates that only $1.5 million from both funds would be available to balance a multi-billion dollar deficit. In my opinion, the biggest problem is the unwillingness of the House to enact a 5% severance tax on the gas industry.
How do you think this is likely to play out?
Right now, I don't know that the contention is between parties. One would think that it was between Democrats and Republicans. But in this instance, I believe it's between Senate leadership and leadership in the House of Representatives.
Well, on the federal level, I know you and others are working on something called the Reclaim Act of 2017, which was introduced in Congress, I believe, earlier this year. And it would release money from the Abandoned Mine Land Reclamation Fund. That's over 5 years to clean up abandoned coal mining sites in Appalachia and, of course, in Pennsylvania. What's happening with that effort to get it signed into law?
Well, it is moving forward. Reclaim, you know, it's an acronym. It's for revitalizing the economy of coal communities by leveraging local activities and investing more, thus Reclaim. And it's a very, very good bill, especially for Pennsylvania. As you stated earlier, the idea is to spend money out early from the Abandoned Mine Lands Fund, which has over $2 billion in it. The idea is to take $1 billion and spend $200 million a year for each of 5 years. For Pennsylvania, that would mean an additional $55 million a year for mine reclamation. And abandoned mine lands, as a reminder, and acid mine drainage are still the number one water quality problem in the state of Pennsylvania.
Those are those orange streams and that a lot of us who live in this region are familiar with.
Correct. That's exactly right. Part of the conditions of this early spend out is a requirement for job creation and for documenting that aspect of the reclamation work.
Right, and part of the reasoning behind it is to clean up these areas so they can be used for economic development.
Exactly. And our best example of that as a foundation, and we made a grant toward this, is the Ehrenfeld Project in Cambria County. And this is a place, a town, where 3.2 million tons of coal refuse that sit there, putting the town in a shadow, creating horrible environmental conditions, horrible water quality conditions, and making it such that nobody could sell their house in that town. You know, there's no real estate value. And it's more than $20 million where that pile is being removed right now. The township wants to do a park. So it's a great visible example, a very dramatic example of how these funds can improve an entire community.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
All right. Thank you.
John Dawes is executive director of the Foundation for Pennsylvania Watersheds, which has funded the Allegheny Front in the past. There's more at AlleghenyFront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.